Rest your voice as well as your legs. I'm just going to share for a few minutes about a passage in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 14. Let's read it to you. It'll be very familiar to you. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." Just going to share a few words about what does God want for Christmas, but perhaps following on from what Mike was saying, we perhaps want things for Christmas sometimes, don't we? And I've got a few examples of the sort of things that people might be looking forward to for Christmas. This whole adorable scene of warmth and red and gold. I know it's a bit of a blur, but there are many things that I think we look forward to, and I've just got a few that you might be looking forward to here. Maybe it's family coming together for Christmas. We're very much looking forward to our son and his wife and our first grandchild coming over from America. So please pray that the airports would reopen their runways, as they're going to be no doubt nervous that they won't get across. Or maybe you're looking forward to just food, and looking forward to someone else preparing it for you, you eating it, and then someone else doing the washing up. And that's a lovely thought at Christmas, isn't it? And something we can all enjoy. Or maybe it's those presents, the things that you're waiting for that under the tree. I think I secretly got a picture of one that Sarah's bought Mike, I think. It's a secret. Move on quickly. Or maybe there's something specific. Remember that? I always remember that song when I was a boy, "All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth." Who sang that? Oh, someone sang it anyway. It's a song. Normally someone would remember that. So maybe it's something really, really specific you want for your Christmas. Maybe you just can't wait to go shopping again. I'm looking forward to going back out and spending what you haven't got after Christmas. Or maybe you're looking forward to just putting your feet up and watching a bit of TV. Anyone looking forward to TV, Christmas? Special programs, special films? Anything particularly you're looking forward to? Who? Avatar, if you've got Sky. Oops, right, move on. Or maybe you're just looking forward to a good sleep. Maybe on Christmas afternoon when the Queen has said her piece and you just lie back and the children play with their toys quietly for 2 hours while you have a little snooze. Or maybe this happens a bit later on when they've gone to bed. Or maybe you're just looking forward to a lovely, lovely Christmassy scene with lots of frost and snow and ice. Or maybe you're thinking, I'm certainly not wanting that. But some people do, and I know I was so pleased when snow fell in Bristol. That was wonderful. And it's still nice to see it decorative. Or maybe you're looking forward to a holiday and thinking and dreaming at Christmas time of where should we go that's really warm and sunny and sandy. Get away from it all. Looking forward to somewhere else that you can go at Christmas time. Or maybe you're a bit more reflective and you're thinking, peace at Christmas. Wouldn't it be nice if there was peace at Christmas? And I think that is good for us to think about, as there's lots of places where there isn't peace at Christmas. Or maybe you've got even bigger thoughts and you're thinking, what can we do to make this world a better place? And maybe you're thinking at Christmas time of perhaps giving a present of a goat in Africa or something that would help other people rather than perhaps a present that you're pleased about. Or maybe you're a bit like this fellow, a bit bar humbug, a bit grizzly and grouchy and grumpy. Why is it men are always depicted like that? But maybe you're a bit of a grump at Christmas. Sometimes at Christmas, though, it's a time when people remember some quite close relatives maybe that are no longer with them, or families that are no longer perhaps able to be together. And we need to bear those thoughts in mind too, and bear those people in our hearts very, very tenderly as well at Christmas time. And don't let our exuberance and celebration displace their thoughts either. Or maybe we're, as we are here, looking forward just to celebrating the birth of Jesus and understanding what all that means. And some people I know maybe are just wanting a special touch maybe from God or someone that's kind to them this Christmas. Maybe you need that. Maybe you're feeling that this morning. Maybe you're feeling a little unwell and you need a touch from God. So there's lots of things that we perhaps are looking forward to. And people genuinely, I think, want Christmas to be a happy time. Indeed, it's interesting that the government has recently announced they're going to spend £2 million on measuring happiness, which is wonderful, isn't it, that we can measure happiness, because it's very important. So here's what they're planning to do. They're going to come up with a gross national happiness indicator, which is wonderful use of our money, and just to kind of help measure how happy we are. And if you get a survey to fill out, just be happy and fill out all the right things that you're looking for. Happiness. It's interesting that happiness. I want to blank that. Can I do that? Oh, yes. Let's see if it comes back again later. Happiness, if you look it up in the dictionary, says it's the state of being happy, which wasn't very helpful for me, or feeling or expressing joy. And the thing I wanted to get to was this word joy. Joy in the dictionary says it's a deep feeling or condition of happiness or contentment. At least there's a recognition in the dictionary there's a difference between perhaps happiness and joy. And so when the angels sang about Jesus arriving, it's interesting they sang, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." That's a real astounding promise. That everyone, including people that are unhappy, including people that have got pain in their bodies, including people that have lost loved ones, including people that are feeling not that great. Yeah, joy, great joy for all the people. They weren't promising something that could not be delivered. And the reason we celebrate Christmas is to remember the birth of Jesus, as we know, been reminded a lot about this morning. And God's intent is to bring great joy to your house and my house, your life and my life. Just think of this. God, who's perfect, created a world in which sin and unrighteousness has spoiled his creation. He sent his only son, Jesus, into this world to take into himself God's judgment on sin through his death on the cross. And despite all the turmoil and sadness we have brought into our world, he still looks over us with joy in his heart as we realize that he still loves us. Because of Jesus, we can be brought back into a personal relationship with God our Father. And as we come to him, he releases that joy into our lives so that we can taste something of what was spoken about on that day. The joy that comes from God is far from superficial. It's far from happiness. You can be happy one day and grumpy the next. I can be grumpy many days and happy the occasional day. But joy is something much, much deeper than that. Joy is something that is a change of our inward nature. What does God want for Christmas? He wants our hearts. I also think God wants us to receive his present as well. God loves to give. And I think if we can think of what does God want for Christmas, maybe it's just for us to receive his present, Jesus. And if we were to unwrap God's present for us, what would we find in Jesus? Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." It's Jesus' joy in you so that your joy can be complete. But that's not your joy, it's your joy. It's the joy of Jesus, it's the joy of God in giving Jesus that can be in you. Joy, its origin and its object is God. God will bring it to us. Joy at being accepted and known by him. Joy at being able to trust him for our past, our present and our future. Joy is a source of strength as we walk daily with him. And joy to know that he keeps us and will never let us go. That's what God was talking about, I think, through those angels. The joy of Jesus. And I'm not sure if this is going to work again now. Here we go. Thinking about joy, Jesus overflowing in you. I think that's what the angels were looking forward to. That he was going to come as someone that had great joy for all people. And there's a verse which kind of feels a bit like a closing verse, but I'm going to close my bit with this anyway, but you can close the dedication later on. Paul writes this verse: "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." It's quite a dedication, that, isn't it? To be left with that thought. Romans 15, verse 13, if you're wondering where that is. So as you're thinking about Christmas, what does God want for Christmas? Receive his present. Receive his joy, that your joy might be full.